This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
We're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case loving you.
All right, guys. We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. So I guess what's been going viral is there's a picture of a surgeon who's been hailed a hero, right? Because there's this picture of him sleeping on the floor of the hospital after he worked a mammoth, quote, 28-hour shift. Now, for those of us who did 36-hour shifts back-to-back, nobody's hailing me a hero, yet he works 28 hours and he's a hero? That sucks. Man, I told you guys, I had to work a 36-hour shift on daylight saving, daylight savings ending. So when everybody got an extra hour of sleep, right, because the clocks turned back, I had to redo that extra hour. 37 hours that day. And I didn't sleep. I had to work the whole time. Was I a hero? No. But 28 hours, please. This is ridiculous. Anyway. I get it. Nowadays, that's a big, big feat. I get that. All right. The surgeon in China has been praised online after photos taken on March 30th emerged of him sleeping on the floor after performing 28 hours worth of surgery. I did my surgery rotation. I didn't get to sleep at all. I didn't even know the words. According to the People's Daily Online social media account, as soon as the surgeries were over, the man named Liu Hang fell asleep on the floor. Okay, as soon as my surgeries were over and my 36-hour shift, I had to do paperwork, I had to check on labs, I had to go and check on the patients. I didn't get any time to sleep. I didn't have time to sleep, and he's a hero. The images were taken on March 30th at a hospital in Dingguan County, China's Anhui province. He worked through the night on two surgeries and then performed three more the following morning. Reports say he had been working 28 hours and he had performed five operations. I'm pulling out my hair. I am pulling out my hair. I pulling out my hair. I could be a hero. I could be an internet star right now if I had any pictures from 20 years ago. People on Chinese social media site Weibo have praised the surgeon for his dedication and hard work. Are you kidding me? Look, I'm proud of this guy. Okay, mind you, I think it's good, you know, that he did his shift. I think that's wonderful. I think he's an amazing doctor, and thank God for these doctors' dedications. But why does he get all the glory? Man, They say, while others have raised concern about the number of decent breaks the doctor should have to ensure they are fully rested, one user commented, I salute you. You have worked hard. When do I get saluted? The only time I get saluted is when I drive to work and everybody gives me the middle finger. That's the only salute I get. I'd like to get a salute, like a real salute once in a while. Another user said, I hope the media did not promote this. A doctor is not only a career, but also a person. One user said, the most charming man. Charming? She's charming. I'm charming. I'm charming because I work 36 flipping hours. Okay, you know what? Forget it. Congratulations to you and your 28-hour shift. Again, I know you worked hard, but come on, people. I have never felt so underappreciated. This is really ridiculous. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Man, what a hero. Like, yeah, he is a hero, but there's a couple others who are hero-er. Man, just kind of look to your radio. Me. Salute me. No. I saw that salute. Oh, no. Don't be saluting your radio like that. Oh, no. All right. A woman falls 60 feet from a California bridge while trying to take a selfie, and luckily she lived. The unidentified Sacramento woman was airlifted to Sutter Roseville Medical Center following Tuesday's accident and is expected to survive. She was walking with friends on the catwalk underneath the 730-foot-tall Forest Hill Bridge near Auburn when she fell, and she landed on the trail below. This young lady, they said, is very lucky to be alive, and the consequences could have been worse for her, according to her friends and family. Says, look, you cannot go stand right here and take a beautiful picture. You don't have to go stand on a catwalk underneath a 730-foot bridge to take that picture. A sign on the bridge clearly states, no pedestrians, and only authorized personnel are allowed on the walkways under the bridge. The sheriff's office said, that any trespassers are going to be cited. And they say dozens were cited during one busy day on the bridge in February 2015. And according to Sheriff's spokesperson Dina Irwin, she said, I'd say over a normal year, we hand out a few citations for the same thing. One misstep, and there's no surviving a 730-foot fall. I can't even imagine. The daredevils are not just out there walking, they're getting braver. There's peer pressure, so when they're out there, they are doing stupid things. We really want this to stop before someone dies. Auburn resident Ciara McKenzie told the station this week that obsession with social media is to blame for these accidents. She says, I feel like the movement of the whole internet and social media, this is just like what's going to keep happening because people are just trying to oppress their viewers. It's true. People want, right now, one of the biggest things is being able to take a picture of you with looking like you are hanging from, I don't know, an airplane wing. I went to, I forget the name of the mountain in Maui. You guys know the name Kanapali. I forget the, but it's a volcano crater, right? So you're up in the sky and basically you're kind of surrounded by clouds. And so if you stand on the edge and you take a picture, it basically looks like you're, you know, in the air. And so I posted a picture on Facebook years ago. Saying, okay, you know, let's get back in the plane now. And I was holding my baby. And we were just on the trail. But the way the picture was taken, it just looks like we're out there, you know, in the middle of the sky. And it's really cool, but I didn't do anything stupid. I was standing on the trail that everybody stands on. Some people really for sure want to make it look like they're out there in the sky. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Have you ever wanted to learn the basics of Spanish? Greetings, asking how someone is doing, body parts. And if you're in the healthcare profession, have you ever wanted to learn medical Spanish to the degree where you could do a whole history and physical? Well, we've created LearnHealthSpanish.com. In under 100 minutes, you will reach a level of fluency that will blow your employers away. LearnHealthSpanish.com offers an online course under $50 that makes a great gift. And if you use code DDW, you get a discount as well. So visit LearnHealthSpanish.com and start Hablando Español today.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Have you ever thought you'd like to flip houses but didn't know how or where to get the money? Are you ready to be your own boss so you can start living the good life? Hi, I'm Preston Neely. I used to be so broke. I had my electricity turned off 9 times, but I figured out a way to quit my job and find financial freedom in real estate. For a limited time, I want to send you a free copy of my smash hit selling book, How to Get Rich in Real Estate. It shows you how to copy exactly what I did so you can make money from the comfort of your own home without even doing any manual labor. I've already given away 5,000 books and they're going fast. To get one before they're gone, call 1-800-958-6936. Listen, if you're sick and tired of stressing about money, this book could change your life. It's short, fun to read, easy to understand, and awesome. To find out how to get your free book while supplies last, call 1-800-958-6936. Call 1-800-958-6936. 1-800-958-6936.
Hey, diabetics. Yeah, you. Got a spare hour to waste going to the pharmacy to get your insulin or other meds and supplies every month? I didn't think so. Me either. I've got life going on, which is why I use PillPack. PillPack is an amazing online pharmacy. They package up all my diabetic meds and testing supplies into daily doses and send it to me every month, automatically. All I do is pay my normal copay. PillPack does the rest. I'm serious. This is a free service. They don't even charge for shipping. PillPack handles all the medical insurance stuff and even get with my doctors for my other prescriptions so I don't have to, which is good because that's the stuff I forget. But PillPack remembers everything. They even package up my daily vitamins so I remember to take them too. If you're diabetic, your meds and supplies are life and death, which means you need PillPack. Call right now for this free service. You may even qualify for $25 in free vitamins. 800-560-7310. That's 800-560-7310. Again, 800-560-7310.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Do you know what's lurking in your water? More than 200 contaminants could be sitting there, just waiting for your glass. With a ProPure water filter, start enjoying clean and great-tasting water today. ProPure filters, independently tested, latest water filter technology. ProPure systems do not require electricity and are easy to set up and easy to use. To find out more, visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Hi there, I'm Bob Eubanks. You know, as part of Hollywood for a long time, I've seen my fair share of celebrities get in trouble with the IRS. Well, there's one name I trust, the Tax Defense Group. They're the most trusted name in tax. So if you owe more than $10,000 to the IRS, you really need to call my friends at the Tax Defense Group. Ignoring the IRS is not the solution. They can garnish your paycheck, levy your bank accounts, seize your home or business. But the Tax Defense Group could put a stop to all of that and tailor a program that would reduce your tax debt to pennies on the dollar. You gotta love that. So don't just take my word for it. Call them. Find out for yourself. They offer a 100% satisfaction guarantee. And they're open 24 hours a day because they know that tax debt doesn't sleep either.
Call now for your free and confidential tax analysis from the most trusted name in tax. Call 800-361-6907. 800-361-6907.
Dr. Dolly is show 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Blake, who was working the dials, and big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dolly and on Facebook, The Dr. Dolly Show. It is so funny. You know, I've been telling you guys for years to email me with your questions, and it's amazing how, you know, so many of you guys communicate through Facebook. So, I'll try to get to a lot of these, but, I need to get to some medical news first. So I'll see if I could get to some of your questions, but it's, looks like the cat's out of the bag. Once you guys knew that, you know, I have my Facebook on and running while I'm on my show, now I guess everybody knows how to, get a hold of me live. Again, guys, call in. You could call in to the show. You know that. You could call in. That's what I'm here for. All right. Smoking causes 1 in 10 deaths across the world. 6.4 million lives are lost each year because we still have ungodly amounts of smokers. And mind you, I love my you know, my patients when I had my practice that smoked, because the majority of them were veterans. They were, you know, good, hard-working Americans, and they were some of my favorite patients. I had to rip them a new one because they were smoking and they were damaging their health. But, you know, they're good people, good, solid people. A lot of American men, a lot of good, strong American men and women. Fortunately, they like to smoke, probably because of the stress of seeing the country go to crap. But I get you. But we got to do something about it. We have got to get off the smokes. 1 in 10 deaths across the world can be put down to smoking, according to scientists. And it causes heart disease, causes lung cancer. Heart disease is the number one killer. Lung cancer is the number one cancer killer. So smoking puts you in line for two of the biggest whammies. It killed 6.4 million people last year. Now, it's a lot. Okay? We're not talking about five. More than half of U.S. or more than half of tobacco-related deaths occur in just four countries: China, India, U.S., and Russia. So it's the second biggest killer on the planet, according to findings in the medical journal. I wonder what the number one killer is. If it's not heart disease and it's not lung cancer, unless this could be malnourishment. The World Health Organization has previously estimated that cigarettes will kill 1 billion people by the turn of the century. 1 billion. But death rates could rise even further as major tobacco companies, they say, target new markets in developing countries. Experts from the University of Washington, Seattle warn. And I was just thinking that. I'm like, if sales are going down, if tobacco sales are going down in America, then where else are they selling it to? Or they're selling it in developing countries. Study author Dr. Emanuela Gaquido said, sadly, all those deaths were preventable. The deaths of all the people who will die next year and the year after that and so on are also preventable. Professor John Britton, director of the UK Center for Tobacco Studies, said the war on tobacco was far from over. He added, today, the smoking epidemic is being exported from the rich world to low-income and middle-income countries, slipping under the radar while apparently more immediate priorities occupy and absorb scarce available human and financial resources. One of you on Facebook wrote, we're going to die anyway. Those deaths will be prevented, he put in quotes. All right, so, okay, we're talking about premature death. All right, you're right. You know, there's an end game for all of us that we don't want to talk about. All right, and we don't even want to think about. And we all hope that our end game is when we're old and, you know, surrounded by family and we, you know, have a dream about, let's say, Michael Fassbender, and we go to sleep, and then for some reason it happens. All right, and you know, whenever any of us, you know, think about that happening, see, for me it's a little different. Have I ever told you how, if God forbid I have to go, how that happens? Have I ever talked about that on air? Okay, no, Michael Fassbender wouldn't be a part of it, no. Because it's kind of religious. Okay, I always thought it was fascinating when I read my Bible how God could talk to prophets, you know, and if he said, look, you know, I need you, you know, come with me. Unless I misinterpreted the Bible, and, you know, but, that's how I envisioned it happening when prophets would leave us. And so I envision, you know, I'm going about my day. Hopefully I'm old. Okay. You know, hopefully this doesn't happen anytime soon, but the Lord says, all right, Dahlia, I need you up here. I'm like, you need me now? Can I finish watching Homeland? It's like really good. No. I need you now. And I'll be like, okay, can I say goodbye? Can I say my goodbye? You know, I'm here for you, but let me say goodbye. And can I come and visit them? You know, can I come as some sort of a ghost or some sort of a dream? All right. You know, and he's like, are you negotiating with God? Are you negotiating with me? And I'd be like, well, yeah, I mean, you taught me how to negotiate, God. I mean, any gift I have is from you. Oh, you know, you are right. You know, I mean, look, I'm not who I am if it wasn't for you. You made me who I am. So if I'm a good negotiator, that's on you. That's your, you know, that was your gift to me. All right, that's good negotiation. Okay, say your goodbyes. Come up with me. I got work for you to do. So then he takes me, and I'm up in heaven, and I'm, you know, doing his work. I don't know, maybe he'll let me diagnose something, or maybe there's a radio, you know, show up there in heaven that they need, you know, being done. You know, I do my work. And, it's a very calm, easygoing process. I don't know. That's how I envision it. Maybe that's, you know, very naive of me, you know, and maybe it's, maybe that's a little bit too, You know, I call it Care Bear Heaven, where you have bears jumping around the clouds with rainbows and things like that. You know, when my kids were really, really scared about what death was like, you know, I kind of, you know, described them, you know, cotton candy and carnival. I'm like, okay, no, but don't make it too good. You don't want to go there. You know, that sounds more fun than school. No. Don't go there. God forbid. But, you know, I try to look at it as there's going to be some sort of communication. And it's not because I'm special. I think the Lord communicates with all of us. For those of us, when they say, you know, it's time to go, I need you here. You know, I believe we all get that sort of communication. And, yes, I have tried shutting off my phone, you know, so I don't get the communication early. But I just kind of feel like maybe that's how it's going to be. And then I do, you know, my good work there, which means I better, you know, that's another thing. If, you know, maybe I shouldn't have such a good resume. All right. Okay. You know, leave me down here because I really don't, you know, do a lot of good down. But, I want to make every day count, for every day that I'm here. So, you know, when you look at these studies going, okay, well, you know, we could save all these lives if they quit smoking, and you look at it going, but yeah, they'll just die of something else. Okay, yes, that's a very cynical way of looking at it. It's not kind of a negative way, and it's kind of defeats purpose. But what we want is we want to reduce the bad ways to die. You know, if we have a bunch of people in society that as they start their demise, it's painful for them. It's uncomfortable for them because they can't breathe. It's uncomfortable for us because financially it takes a toll. We want, you know, if people have to leave this earth, they do it as, you know, natural and as easy and as simple and as graceful as they wish it to be. So smoking doesn't really cause a very graceful, easy death. Any of you guys that have ever had COPD, you know what I'm talking about. You know, you have trouble breathing. That's scary. That's anxiety producing and makes you have even more trouble breathing. You have lung cancer that spreads. I mean, that's frightening. That's, you know, and for many of you. And so, you know, and then having to go through the chemo and having to go through the trials and tribulations to try to control it. You know, I feel for you guys. I feel for you guys. I really, really do. And so, if we could cut back on people that smoke and be able to, you know, change that and reverse that. And we haven't even talked about all the secondhand smoke and causing people with secondhand smoke exposure to get cancer. So we do have to, you know, really put the time, money, and energy into it. They say countries with the highest death rates from smoking are China, India, the U.S., Russia, Indonesia, Japan, Bangladesh, Brazil, Germany, and Pakistan. And, you know, look, the tobacco companies, they have a product that people want. They want to make money. You know, a lot of people say, oh, the evil tobacco companies, you know, well, what about the evil sugar companies? I mean, I am very, very happy that there is Hostess brands. I love Hostess. I love Hershey's. I'm going to be going to Philadelphia, and we're going to be taking the drive up in Pennsylvania to Hershey Park. I hear there is a city made of Hershey. We are talking chocolate kisses, lamp lights, and all that. Now, somebody could say, oh, the evil sugar companies, really? They're making amusement parks out of candy? Are you kidding me? Are they, you know, and you know what? And same thing with alcohol. Alcohol kills because people drunk drive. They drink alcohol. Alcohol hurts the liver. I understand that tobacco doesn't seem to provide as many benefits as maybe other people find with sugar and alcohol. But to me, it's all the same. Right? It all hastens our demise. 1-877-DOC-SALLY, 1-877-DOC-GALI.
Cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine, and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with a trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters for the love of clean water.
We got a lot of work to do. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So I guess scientists are looking at Stone Age cannibals, and they found that they did not eat each other for the calories. Was it for the taste? They say our Stone Age forerunners may have felt that it was not worth the bother if they had to track them down. So what happened here? They say Neanderthals and prehistoric members of our own species, back on businessinsider.com, occasionally practice cannibalism, and explaining that as a scientific challenge. Why would some of our own species eat each other? Generally, it had been attributed to forces like starvation, violence between groups, or ceremonial practices following a death. Now, a new study suggests that they were probably not hunting each other just for food. It's because we're not very nutritious on a calorie level compared to large game animals. They had to choose between a mammoth, Neanderthals wouldn't really seem as meaty. So Dr. Cole, James Cole of University of Brighton in England, presented his argument Thursday in the journal Scientific Reports. He focused on 9 previously reported fossil sites where researchers have found evidence of cannibalism, like marks on the bones that indicated butchery. The sites were dated to between roughly 14,000 years ago to more than 900,000 years ago, which falls within the Paleolithic period the study focused on. 5 involved our evolutionary cousins, the Neanderthals, 2 involved our own species, and the rest were other extinct members of the human evolutionary branch. His question was, how many calories would the bodies at each site provide? So, for example, if somebody took a bite out of my finger, let's say they chewed on my finger, probably not a lot of calories. But if they took a big ripping piece of meat from my butt or my boobie, that could probably feed them for a week. I mean, it's a lot of, you know. Anyway, let's not think about that. That's scary. So to estimate how many calories each body site provides, he first used previously published data to conclude that eating an average-sized modern-day man could yield up to 144,000 calories. He then adapted that to the age ranges of the bodies. Even if all the bodies at the site were consumed in a single episode, he concluded that the energy payoff would be no more than what a hunter could get from a single large animal like a mammoth or a woolly rhino or a bear. So why bother? Why would you even bother hunting your own kind? He said, you're dealing with an animal that is as smart as you are, as resourceful as you are, and can fight back. So maybe in some cases our ancestors ate companions who had died for an easy meal. But his main point is that usually the cannibalism was probably driven by some social or cultural factors rather than just nutrition. For example, it may have followed episodes of violence, as in defending territory. So what does this mean? I still don't know what the hell we did, okay, in our old, you know, caveman days. I'm trying to convince you all that we would hunt and gather and, you know, eat seeds and hunt a zebra. I completely forgot that some of our forefathers might eat each other. I don't understand the point. I don't know why. I think there would be an instinctive, I think there would be some sort of an instinctive process, you know, that would, you know, make you not want to eat another human. I mean, I've chewed on my nails and I've eaten some of my hangnails. Okay? No, I didn't add salt or anything to them. I just, you know, you bite your nails and you just, you know, and I've accidentally eaten a little piece of the inside of my mouth. You know, when you accidentally bite the inside of your mouth when you eat or chew, and it doesn't taste good. I mean, nothing like what I could get at Outback Steakhouse. I mean, you know, a nice piece of cow. So, I don't know unless it was, look, you know, I am going to eat your, you know, I am going to conquer your village and I will eat your leader. Maybe that's what it had to do with. I really don't know. I'm still confused. All right. Now I do understand people want to eat brownies and sweets. Well, 6 employees at a hospital in Statesville, North Carolina, recently became ill when they consumed cookies and muffins that contained cannabis. The Statesville Police Department says in a statement that a Davis Regional Medical Center employee brought the baked goods to work Sunday evening. Now, I don't know about you guys, but any time when I was in the hospital, somebody brought something from their kitchen, we were like, shoo. I mean, we gobbled those suckers up because we were so sick of eating hospital food. And I remember growing up, I remember my mom saying, now remember, you know, I was born in the 70s, grew up pretty much in the 80s. And I remember my mom saying, look, you got to be careful eating food from other people because there could be, you know, drugs in them. Because remember, she was from the 60s. And I'm like, you know, come on, please, you know, what could be in, you know, in a brownie or in a cookie? If it's a cookie, and oh my gosh, homemade cookies and homemade brownies are yummy. They're like the best. Well, apparently somebody brought to work them, you know, laced and spiked with marijuana, cannabis. The 6 people who ate the cookies were immediately treated in the emergency department. Police say testing showed all 6 had ingested THC, the psychoactive component. The employee told police they did not know that the sweets contained pot. An investigation later revealed that a family member had made them using cannabis-infused oil and didn't intend them to be for hospital staff. So the employee isn't facing charges. Now, what can we learn from this? First of all, simple ingestion of a pot brownie or a pot cookie could land you in the hospital. Now, I know some of you guys that smoke marijuana are like, oh, please, did they really have to go to the hospital? Are you kidding me? Was it really that bad that they had to? If they didn't know what the hell was going on with them, right? And there's, you know, they're trying to work in a hospital, and all of a sudden, they're like, yeah, potassium, that I'll just stick the potassium where it needs to go. And, you know, the patient's like, oh, my gosh, what the hell are you doing here, you know, to me? Six people started to act funny. You know, yeah, I could see why the hospital would say, okay, you know what, all of you guys go to the ER. Now, you as an employee, okay, you need to realize this employee got off easy. He's not facing charges because he technically brought something that, quote, unquote, poisoned, even though it's a legal drug in many states. But that could be considered, you know, poison. Or I'm trying to think of the legal term for it when you spike something. I'll look it up. But anyway, if you bring something to work and you don't know what's in it and somebody gets hurt, all right, you know, there's huge liability. And so if you have family members, all right, and you say, okay, there's no pot in this, right? They're like, no. Or you don't have a chance to ask them. So it looks like cannabis oil. You could cook with cannabis-infused oil. Apparently it was enough to send people, you know, to an ER. So be careful, guys, what you bring. You know, just take it slow. All right. Now, I lost my mouse. See, if anybody saw this, I lost my mouse. Well, I guess I can't move on to the next story. Lord have mercy. Nope. Yep, there's no mouse. I don't know. I got one of those computers where you can't sit there and dial the you know, you have those laptops where you sit there and you use your finger and you keep clicking over. Okay. No, I don't want to talk about marijuana anymore. I want to talk about the next story. Okay, what we do have, what is very interesting, is we do have some new advice on how to get rid of a pimple. For those of us that have been trying to cure ourselves with pimples, there is a cheap trick. I've always told you guys to use Colgate toothpaste. Now they're saying what you can do is you can make like a little baby paste out of aspirin. It's really kind of easy. So you take, from what I understand, a little bit of aspirin. You can crush it down. You can add a little bit of water, and you can apply the solution on the spot, on the little, you know, pimple or spot that you have. And Daily Mail talks about this, and I remember being told back in the 80s that, you know, aspirin could work if you crush an aspirin, and the reason why is it's anti-inflammatory. So if an aspirin is anti-inflammatory, it could decrease the inflammation that's causing you to have the outbreak. Now, there's been some new news about skin's bacterial balance when it comes to acne. So don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOCTOR.
April is Parkinson's Disease Awareness Month and shines a light on this serious disorder affecting approximately 1 million people in the U.S. Parkinson's disease is a progressive chronic movement disorder that can lead to tremors, muscle stiffness, and slow movements. As the disease advances, some people may begin to have increasing off episodes or periods of slowness, stiffness, and overall poor mobility, despite taking their medication as prescribed. Dr. Fenna T. Phipps, Associate Professor of Neurology at Vanderbilt University, further explains.
As Parkinson's disease progresses, patients may have to take higher doses of their medications more often and still experience off time. This can make living with their disease both difficult and unpredictable. Because Parkinson's disease progression varies from patient to patient, it's important for people with advanced Parkinson's to speak with their doctor about how symptoms are changing over time and how best to manage these symptoms.
Talk to your doctor or visit pdadvocates.com for information about Parkinson's disease education, support, and resources.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Have you ever wanted to learn the basics of Spanish? greetings, asking how someone is doing, body parts. And if you're in the healthcare profession, have you ever wanted to learn medical Spanish to the degree where you could do a whole history and physical? Well, we've created LearnHealthSpanish.com. In under 100 minutes, you will reach a level of fluency that will blow your employers away. LearnHealthSpanish.com offers an online course under $50 that makes a great gift. And if you use code DDW, you get a discount as well. So visit LearnHealthSpanish.com and start Hablando Español today.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. 99 bucks for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Calben Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Doc Dolly, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you for Tom in Baltimore, who said spiking food inadvertently would be called, I guess, surreptitious adulteration of food. I hope I pronounced that correctly. So very good. Thank you, Tom. Appreciate that. So don't be bringing in spiked brownies, please. Okay, be on top of it. Skin's bacterial balance may help trigger acne. A lot of us still get pimples, and we're not teenagers anymore. The whole, they say, youth is wasted on the young. The youth, unfortunately, still get plagued with acne. But if we're not youthful anymore, the one thing we should be able to enjoy is no acne. But we still develop it. And an unbalanced population of bacteria on the skin may play a major role. Up to 85% of people develop acne, which is broadly a disease of hair follicles on the skin. It can involve sweat glands. It can involve ducts. And one specific type of bacteria has long been suspected, but the study suggests that the presence or absence of one particular strain is not as important as the overall balance, which would make sense. I remember when I was younger, everybody said, well, if you eat a good diet, you'll have less acne. The more chocolate you eat, the worse the acne. And here we are, years later, talking about the bacteria in our gut, where if we eat a lot of sugar or maybe quote-unquote acidic-causing foods, we will mess up the balance of the bacteria in our bowel. So why not the balance of bacteria on our skin? Researchers analyzed DNA from skin follicle samples of 38 people with acne and 34 without the condition. The investigators then confirmed their findings with 10 more volunteers. The results suggest that the makeup of the bacteria in the follicles can reflect as well as influence the skin condition in acne or healthy skin, according to Dr. Heeyang Lee, who is from the University of California, Los Angeles. So instead of killing bacteria, including the good ones, maybe they should focus on the balance towards a healthy microbiota, just like with their bowels, by targeting harmful bacteria and enriching beneficial bacteria, meaning like a probiotic. Maybe they're not saying this, but what about a probiotic sort of facial cream? I don't know. It makes perfect sense because everything has to seem to be a balance. And like I said, this little cheap way that could, you know, help you with some of the, some of your pimples could be, according to one skincare expert, take a little bit of aspirin, dissolving it into a little water. They say crush one aspirin into a teaspoon, add some water, keep it on the spot for about 15 to 20 minutes, and that may work. I would say, again, be careful just in case you react to that. That could just be too concentrated. But I got to tell you, you know, when it comes to these pimples, sometimes too much inflammation could make things worse. A lot of us put all these products, you know, that we think is anti-inflammatory and we just inflame more. But I remember hearing how aspirin could help, and it does make sense. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Another study is telling us that diet sodas, low-calorie sweeteners, will mess with our metabolism and cause us to gain weight. For those of us that have gained weight, even if we drank diet soda and not regular soda, this is why. Our body didn't know what the heck to do with this chemical, so it told everybody to just kind of slow down until we get some real food. And for years, they've been talking about how diet drinks can make us gain weight. Well, now we have another study. New researchers reached the findings by analyzing the effects of sucralose, which is a calorie-free artificial sweetener derived from sucrose, on stem cells derived from human fat tissue, and they also tested it on abdominal fat samples. Sucralose is up to 650 times sweeter than sugar and is used as a sugar substitute in, you know, diet soda, tabletop sweeteners, baking mixes, chewing gum, breakfast cereals, salad dressings, etc., according to Dale Online. And principal investigator Dr. Sen of George Washington University in Washington said there is increasingly scientific evidence that these sweeteners promote metabolic dysfunction. So firstly, the team exposed stem cells derived from human fat tissue to sucralose for 12 days at a dose equivalent to the blood concentration of people who drink 4 cans of diet soda a day. And they found, this is what's interesting here, an increased activation of genes associated with fat production and inflammation. Higher doses increase the accumulation of fat droplets. Then a second experiment involved abdominal fat samples from 8 people who regularly consumed low-calorie sweeteners, and the team saw evidence of increased transport of glucose into cells. So you had an accumulation of more sugar in the blood and an overexpression of the fat-producing genes. There's nothing diet about any of that. Furthermore, the researchers found those who regularly consume artificial sweeteners had 2.5-fold higher sweet taste receptor overexpression than those who didn't eat it. Remember, as more sugar enters the cells as a result of the receptors, the body absorbs it into the bloodstream and it raises blood sugar levels in the body. So the process, I guess, leads to abdominal fat storage, and so the more you store the fat, then the harder it is to get rid of it. So many of us who have had diet sodas, we have noticed that we get more hungry. I get hungry if I drink diet soda. Why? Because I'm drinking something, the body goes, oop, something sweet's coming down because of the sensors from the tongue. and the body's getting all ready. They're getting all excited. And then all of a sudden, they realize there's no calories, there's no food, nothing. It was an artificial sweetener. So your body goes, wait a second, we need real food. Let's increase the appetite. Now, there was a study from the Karolinska Institute in Sweden suggesting that they may stimulate appetite, like Diet Coke, Sprite Zero, and volunteers were given artificial sweeteners, and they made up the difference in calories during lunch. These were researchers from the Agency for Science, Technology, and Research in Singapore found. Then the previous study out of Sweden found two glasses of diet drinks a day could double someone's risk of developing diabetes. Why? Again, this inadvertent increase in sugar. So we really got to cut back our, you know, go-to diet soda thinking we're cutting calories. Now, another study has come out saying stop the yo-yo dieting. Because if you yo-yo diet, there's more risk for heart disease. They say overweight people with heart disease trying and failing to lose the weight is more dangerous than not losing the weight at all. According to Yahoo News, the risk for developing diabetes grows by 78%. Now, they say the findings need to be confirmed by further research, but being overweight obviously has issues. But if you go up and down, up 10 pounds, down 10, up 20, down 20, or down 20 and then back up, that's worse than if you stayed stable. So, yo-yo dieting. A study out of the New England Journal of Medicine explored whether those with coronary artery disease, where they have fatty deposits built up in the blood vessels, those who yo-yo dieted, if they would have a higher risk for heart disease. They looked at data from 9,500 volunteers who were part of the Lipitor study that was published back in 2005 and sponsored by Pfizer. There was a limitation to the study because it did not examine whether patients lost weight because they tried to, or if their weight fluctuated because they were battling illness. When I had surgery, I lost 15 pounds just because I couldn't eat. But then I was like, okay, good, I'm going to keep it off. Before I could even try to keep it off, I gained it back again. All right? They say those whose weight fluctuates were 2.24 times more likely to die from any cause within about 5 years, 2.17 times more likely to have a heart attack, and 2.36 times more likely to be hit with a stroke. For every 3 to 4 pound change in body weight, the risk of heart attack, cardiac arrest, chest pain, death from heart disease rose 4%. So again, if you're going to lose the weight, you've got to keep it off. If you lose the weight too quickly, you're not going to keep it off. So lose the weight slowly. Try to shoot for 1 pound a week. If you try to lose 1 pound a week, I think that's fast enough. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877 Doc Kelly.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
It's called the deep state. Barack Obama's most loyal aides still hold office, and they want to stop President Trump. Deep state was first revealed in the runaway New York Times bestseller, Big Agenda. David Horowitz's Big Agenda exposes Obama's government in exile and his shocking plan. Newsmax, Lou Dobbs, Ann Coulter all say you must read Big Agenda at bookstores everywhere, or check out our free offer. Call 800-NEWSMAX, 800-NEWSMAX, or go to BigAgenda411.com. That's BigAgenda411.com.
Lifetime Grazed 100% grass-fed beef has the health benefits you seek. When compared to conventional beef, it offers good fats while virtually eliminating the bad. That's the result of cattle who never eat grain, ever. Rich in antioxidants, including vitamin E, C, beta-carotene, and CLA. No artificial hormones, antibiotics, or other drugs. For all our fresh, non-cooked products with only 100% grass-fed beef, go to MidasResources.com. Use voucher code GCN to get 30% off your order. MidasResources.com or find us on Facebook.